Hello? Wait. No, this one should be working. What the? Why can't I hear myself? Oh. Hello? Nope. Hello? Okay. Hello? It should be working. I don't know if it's working. What the? No. Don't tell me that. Oh, wait. Actually? No, yeah, that's... Okay, we're just gonna go with that it's working. I just don't know if the mic is working. I can't hear myself, but we're gonna go with what that it is. Okay, good afternoon, beautiful people. This is The Giggle Spot, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I really wish I knew if the mic was working. No, wait. Maybe it is, and I'm just like not. Okay, whatever. Yeah, why wouldn't it be? Okay, we're just gonna go with that is. Okay, what are we gonna talk about? I have a lot to talk about. First, this is my first show of the season. It's summer. It's like we're a good 3 weeks into the semester. This semester is a little harder, it's definitely not what I'm used to. I am now a junior, which means that I'm taking junior level courses, or I'm an upperclassman. That's crazy. I don't really like it. I am not like, okay, my thought process was I'm going to take 15 credits and one of them is pass fail. So it's only like 13 real like credits that are graded. But like those 13 credits have hands. Like what? I'm not okay. Yeah, it's been a hard and there's like so much other stuff. But before we get into that, I feel like we have to recap. We have to catch up. We have to let each other know how our summers have been. Well, I can't like. I don't know how your guys' summers will be. I don't even know if someone's listening because I can't tell. Someone close the tab. No. Wait, actually? Yeah, no, I can't tell. Anyways. I could play music for an hour or I can talk to myself. And I really enjoy talking to myself because I feel like it's therapeutic in a sense. So, I made a list of things that I want to talk to you guys about my summer. Oh my god. Okay. Okay, here's my first one. Here's my first story. Actually, I was going to have a friend with me today, but she canceled because schoolwork or whatever. Like, how do you not have time for your friends? That's kind of fake. Anyways, whatever. First order of business. Pride. Pride was a couple months ago, but it's still a relevant story because it is so funny. Like, this Pride was definitely one of the a pride to remember. I'm not proud of Pride. So, here's what I did. So, I was in North Carolina, a southern state, which is, like, not very pride-friendly, but, like, whatever. I went with some friends, with a roommate. I actually did an internship in North Carolina. I was a lobbyist, whatever. Let's skip all that. I went out, and I was down terrible. Like, it was Pride. I was friends with the people that I knew, but I wanted to go out that night, so I didn't know what to do. So what do you do when you don't know what to do? You go on Tinder and you start swiping. So I started swiping. I matched with this guy and I'm like, oh, okay, maybe like he has a move, a function, something. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to Legends, which Legends is a gay club in Raleigh, North Carolina. Ooh, shout out Legends. I'm giving you a big shout out all the way from here from like Somerville, Massachusetts. Anyways, yeah, so it's this random guy that I met from Tinder, and I'm like, okay, this could be, like, a fun little thingy-thingy, but, like, I'm with friends, of course, and I don't want to, like, let them feel excluded, so what I do, my brilliant idea in the moment is that I should invite them as well to come with me to go hang out with this guy that I just met on Tinder. And they agreed to it. That's the crazy part. So they're on board. So it's like 9 o'clock. We hop into my car. I put in the direct, like this guy's address. And it's like four of us. We just met, like not even like 3 weeks ago. And we're on our way to this stranger's house where we're going to be pre-gaming. And then on the way, then from there, we're going to go to this gay club for Pride because it's Pride. You know what I mean? Like you do crazy stuff at Pride. Anyways, we get to this guy's, oh my, and then one of the guys that I'm with, we get at this guy's house. This is a white man, and it's funny, because one of my friends, his name, I can't say the name, but he speaks Spanish, and he thought it would be a funny idea to pretend that he could not speak English. And so the entire night, he's only speaking Spanish to this guy, and this guy is, like, confused. This guy is like, what is happening? I'm like, what is happening? But it was funny. Like, I'm not going to take that away. It was a funny joke. Like, I get, like, at the end of the day, I laughed the next morning. But yeah, we go out, we have a fun time. And yeah, it wasn't that bad. I didn't hate it. I didn't have the time of my life, but I had a time. Yeah, but like, now that that story gets brought up, like, I brought it up towards the end of the summer with another friend, and he was like, I can't believe you did that. And I don't see what's wrong with it. If there is anything wrong with it, I need to know. Because from my point of view, I feel like there is, like, nothing wrong with that. Anyways, that's, like, one of my, like, little stories from the summer. Oh, my God. Speaking of... Okay. This summer was, like, I actually did the funniest thing ever. Okay. Well, yeah. Anyways, okay. So, I was, like, subletting a room in Raleigh for my internship. Because I'm not from Raleigh. I'm from another part of North Carolina. So, I needed to move to Raleigh to be there. So I'm subletting a room and the person tells me that there is like furniture in the room, like a bed. And I'm like, okay, I trust a person. I'm like trusting. I get to the place and she has an air mattress. That's all she has in the room. It's a pretty big room, I'm not gonna lie. It's like spacious. It's like enough. It has a walk-in closet. And I'm like, okay, well, what I was paying for, it should have been worth it. But anyways, whatever. There's only an air mattress. So for the entire summer, I had to sleep on an air mattress. And I feel like my back is like still recovering from that. And it was horrible. Because like, yeah, that was my story. Air mattresses are not fun. Oh my god. And then, anyways, yeah, while I gather my thoughts, I feel like I should play another song. And while I also try to figure out this mic situation. Okay. Let me figure out the mic situation, and then also let me play music. Okay.
From engineering, feel no need for any interfering. You're in. Can't stop the spirits when I need you. This life is more than just a read-through.
Okay, there we go. I think I figured out the mic switch. Okay, so there definitely is a mic, so we're, like, good with that. Okay, I have to, like, okay, whatever. Anyways, we're back, we're better, figured out the mic situation. What else is there to talk about for summer? There's, like, not really much that I, like, summer revelations, like, okay, honestly, like, one of my biggest, like, things that I, like, thought about was mortality, and just, like, the concept of mortality on, like, my life and the life of others. like, it's much easier for me to process my mortality, as in, like, one day, in, like, maybe 50 years, I'm not going to be on this planet, and in about 70 years, everyone who's, like, walking down the streets right now is probably going to not be on this planet anymore. And that is, like, very true and very, like, humans are, we are a part of nature. Like, we can't, like, we try to, like, remove ourselves from that. But at the end of the day, we're, like, we're just like everybody else. You know what I mean? So, that being said, I, like, the next step with that was accepting that we are gonna die. So what do you do when you know you're gonna die? Well, like, you can go on, like, a crazy, like, midlife crisis type of thing and just be like, try to live life to the fullest. And I used to, like, like, I don't know how to feel about that sentence. I don't agree with it, but I definitely feel like knowing that my life is gonna come to an end and that the life of those that I care about is one day going to come to an end, it definitely has made me appreciate moments that I do share with people. Like, I know that maybe since I'm a junior now, maybe in like 3 years, there are people who I see on a regular basis who I'm not gonna see again because we're all gonna go on our own different paths and we may never speak again. So that being said, like, you have to enjoy the moments that you do have with those people. And it's like, it's nice to be aware of that now, because now I am more intentional with, like, just with the people that I do want to hang out. Because I feel like when you're in college, sometimes you're forced to, like, talk and mingle and just with people who you may not agree with. And I don't think you have to do that. I think, like, another big part of, like, tying this in is, like, I suffer from, like, horrible people pleasing. I'm a yes man at the end of the day. Like, well, I'm trying to move away from that, but throughout my, like, just, like, everything that I do, I have always felt the need to, like, say yes. If someone asks me for a favor, I will say yes. And sometimes that energy is, like, not reciprocated. I sometimes, more often than not, am left, like, not, my favors are not returned. And so I'm trying to move away from, like, pointless favors, trying to move away from, like, favors to people who I really don't care for. Not in a rude sense that I don't care for them, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't care. And so I'm trying to get more into the mindset of where I'm allowed to say no and I'm allowed to enjoy my own things. Like, I'm allowed to have my own, like, things that I like, and people can yuck on them. But at the end of the day, there are things that I find interesting and that I don't have to give up for to please other people, basically. That's basically it. I don't know if I can say this, but, like, I tried something over the summer. Maybe you guys will, like, pick up context clues. But, like, during trying this, like, thing over the summer, I definitely experienced, like, an ego death. Definitely, like, saw the world in just a new way. It was fun to just, like, my mind just began to unravel everything about who I am. And I think after doing that, I have definitely tried to be more, I don't know, just not different, but definitely, like, trying to move, like, trying to learn new things about who I am as a person. Anyways, what else, any new revelations? No, I don't have anything. But I think what we do have to talk about is the Barbie movie came out this summer. I feel like this summer was definitely a good summer. It was definitely a great summer, like, top three summers for me personally. Like, I did a lot. I was supposed to be working, but did I work? Not really. Like, it's only an internship, it's only a sophomore year internship. Like, it wasn't gonna be, like, the biggest thing ever. But yeah, so I just spent around the summer in Raleigh and in Durham. Going on a tangent right now, I want to talk about, I'm 21, so I'm allowed to talk about this. I want to talk about it's not like Harbor Hour. Drinking culture here is, like, very different than in North Carolina. As in, like, North Carolina has these things called ABC stores, and it's, like, I don't know what an ABC store really is. I don't know who owns the ABC stores, but just know that liquor, hard liquor, like, I don't even be buying the hard liquor. Like that's grown man liquor. I don't buy that. I buy, like, the cute little, like, fruity, like, summertime drinks. That's what I get. Because, like, sometimes at the end of a hard day, that's really all a girl needs. But anyways, like, going back to my original topic. Okay, ABC stores are, like, weird. Like, the people who ring you up are always mean. They are the meanest people on the planet. They have such an attitude. Like, I'm, like, 21, but every time that I would, like, show out my ID, they would get an attitude with me as if I, like, was not supposed to be in there. I don't know. And then I come here, and then I go, and then I get my little, like, whatever I want, and they'll, like, greet me. They'll say, how is my day? It's, like, very different. And then, like, also, like, the people who are purchasing these stuff, like, in North Carolina are definitely, like, a different demographic. I'm talking, like, they're old men who look like they're not having fun with their life, and, like, older women. Just older people who look like they're not having the best time of their life, which is, like, crazy because, like, here, maybe there are stores like that here, but because I'm, like, on a college campus, I don't see that. I see more people, like, who are not that, like, the exact opposite. But anyways, that was a tangent that I went on. What else? Like, culturally different. I feel like the people in North Carolina or in the South specifically are just, besides the ABC store, the people are just way nicer than they are up here in, like, the North. I feel, or maybe it's just me at the Tufts campus, but I feel like everyone at Tufts always has, like, an attitude or something. Like, not everyone, but, like, if you're walking down, okay. Like, here's the story. The other day, I went to the mailroom. I was picking up my mail, and then someone just bumped into me. Like, purposely bumped into, because there was, like, plenty of space to, like, go around me. Like, I am not, like, a big person, like, at all. Like, I am, like, petite. I am, like, defenseless. Like, and the person had, like, ample space to, like, just go around me. And instead, they got so close that we ended up bumping into each other. And then, like, what? Like, at the end of the day, the person could have said, like, excuse me, and I would have moved out the way. But, like, it wasn't my job to say excuse me, because I was already there. You know what I mean? Anyways, yeah, that's, like, a perfect example. And in North Carolina, that wouldn't have happened, because everyone says excuse me. Like, it could be, like, a little thing, like, just opening the door, excuse me. Or it could just be grabbing a spoon from, like, whatever, excuse me. Like, everyone says excuse me. So, like, point of the story is that people in the North need to learn how to say excuse me more, because it's, like, actually so annoying. Or maybe it's just the people that go to Tufts that don't know how to say excuse me. But, yeah, that's, like, my tangent of the moment right now. Other than that, no, I don't. Since we were speaking of the Barbie movie, I think we have to play, like, the Barbie movie's greatest hits. And, yeah. And while I come up with, like, something new to say, I don't know. Okay. Do. Okay, here's like another tangent of a topic that I want to talk about. Like, I just have so much to say and my mind like goes everywhere. But anyways, here's another thing that over the summer, the internship that I was doing had not a lot of like queer men. So a lot of the men that I was meeting were straight men. And as like a queer man, I have never really like during high school, I didn't have that many like straight friends like that were guys, like girls, of course, because it's much easier to make friends with like straight girls than it is with straight guys. But this summer, I was like not forced to, but in the beginning, it started off as situational friends. Like, definitely, like, we were all working at the same place, and so we had to like kind of converse with each other. But I ended up like making friends with like a couple of straight guys, and I came to the conclusion that they are so funny. Straight men are literally so funny. They have so much to say, and it is literally the funniest things in the world. Like, they will say the most out-of-pocket things, and it is funny. But anyways, yeah, so going off that, I think I definitely do want to explore like the realm of like more straight friends. But I don't even know how to explain it. Because like, okay. Like, as a queer man, I like definitely am like not attracted to straight men at all. Like, not in like, but I feel like there is like some straight men will think that because I am a queer man that I am like by association somehow attracted to them, but they forget that I have standards for myself. You know what I mean? Like, I like straight men. Like, the world has been built around straight men. Like, honestly, like, they feel like the universe revolves around them. Like, there's also, like, we can get into that a whole another time, but yeah, so going off that, they definitely do feel like, well, not, I say they, but like they as in like the people who this applies to, but people like that who think that queer men are attracted to them solely off the fact that because we're queer men is crazy to me. But yeah, those are not the people that I'm trying to be friends with. But the people who have moved away from that mindset are actually super funny. Like, okay, like with the Barbie movie, I went with some of my friends who were guys, and it was actually like funny because like we dressed up and we saw this movie and we didn't cry because I cried because like oppression and like no, I really didn't, but like I like honestly I will never understand the movie the way like women will understand the movie, but like to us it was like still funny to like dress up and do that and do silly things together. Like, I feel like just in general, like, straight men have less of like social anxiety and are more open to just acting like fools in public, and I love that because I love to act a fool. But anyways, yeah, that was another rant that I went on, and Charlie XCX kind of like no, because like, okay, here's the story. We went to go see the Barbie movie, and we get out of my friend's car, and this man drives like a Mustang, like this loud old Mustang, like it's a convertible type of thing. So the hood wasn't down, but that doesn't the point. Like, we get out of the thing and we're all wearing like pink hats and like pink little wigs. Well, one of us. But it was so funny because then this guy, he's walking down and he's like, "What are you guys doing?" And we're like, "Oh, we're gonna go watch the Barbie movie." And this guy, this is just like some older guy, just starts laughing. Like, it's the funny, like, it really was the funniest thing. Like, can you picture like one of the manliest cars like going vroom vroom, and then like three guys get out with like wigs, and it's like funny. Like, stuff like that is just like really funny. I really don't know where I was going with that, but anyways, no, yeah, I don't have any more things to like share, so we're gonna play the next song. Okay. I need to know your guys' opinions on the new Olivia Rodrigo album. I feel like it's like her best work, honestly. Like, don't hate me. I'm just an Olivia Rodrigo stan. Like, honestly, when I was like a freshman in college, I really wasn't that like into Olivia Rodrigo. But then my sister, who was 9 at the time, was like, "Oh my god, you should listen to this." And I listened to it and I was like, "Wait, why isn't it bad?" Like, Olivia Rodrigo is the type of artist to like fuel your delusions. Like, have you ever guys just been like on your bed kicking your feet up and just like looking at photos of you and you're like a special someone and you're just like kicking your feet, or you're just like in love with the idea of love? Like, that's the type of music that Olivia Rodrigo makes. She makes music for like teenage girls, me, who are just trying to find themselves in this big world. But anyways, okay, I feel like we should play hold up. No, not that one. Okay, we'll play this one. Okay.
I met a guy in the summer and I left him in the spring. He argued with me about everything. He had an ego and a temper and a wandering eye. He said he's 6'2" and I'm like, "Dude, nice try." But he was so much fun and he had such weird
trash. Cause I miss the way he kisses and the way he made me laugh. Yeah, I pour my little heart out, but as I'm hitting send, I picture all the faces of my disappointed friends. Because everyone knew that guy was missing a screw. He said I was the only girl, but that just wasn't the truth. And when I told him how he hurt me, he told me I was tripping. But I am my father's daughter, so maybe I could fix him.
Okay, so like part of this is that I have to read you guys like a public service announcement. So it's like coming up like right now. Like I'm gonna read it. So like for the next like minute, like this isn't me speaking. Yeah, let's do this. Oh, actually, let's do this one. Don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, I feel like that's like a no-brainer, to be honest. Like, yeah, don't drink and drive. Like, guys, like, come on. But like, honestly, I've seen a couple like videos on the internet where people are like glorifying drinking and driving. And honestly, I'm not going to sit here and say they're not funny because they're a little funny. But don't do it. Don't do it. Anyways. Oh, no, I had a great topic on my mind. Okay, update of the semester. I am now a barista at The Sink. If you guys don't know what The Sink is, it is a student-run coffee shop on Tufts, on our campus. It's actually pretty cool. I've been going there since I was a freshman. I've been wanting to work there for a while. And then I took a risk and then applied this year because I thought, why not? Because I wasn't going to take that many credits anyways. And so I got the job, actually, and, like, it's crazy to even say that because so many people apply every year, and I'm just, like, I don't know, I'm just, like, on a different vibe than you all, I guess. Like, you guys really don't get me because, like, I made the cut. Anyways, no, the people there are super cool. I'm, like, super excited, like, definitely looking forward to this for the semester. It is definitely something new for me to do. Another thing that's new about this semester, no, I don't have anything new, but one thing that I have noticed walking around Tufts, walking around campus, wired headphones, like, they're everywhere, they're back, like, Apple wired headphones, like, those little things, like, okay, me, over the summer, I went to the gym one day, and then I lost my AirPods, like, my mom gave me AirPods, like, when I was a sophomore in high school, and I've had those AirPods for forever, and I didn't even lose the AirPods itself. I lost one of them. I lost the one that goes on my left ear. It fell out somewhere and I couldn't find it. And I kind of like, so I bought wired headphones because I'm not going to waste like $200 on like AirPods because you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to do that until like, I know, like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. That's not me. Cause like mommy's card is not buying that. Anyways, no, actually yeah, this year I'm trying to be more of an adult. I'm trying to be more independent. I'm trying to move away from like my parents. Like, not in like that I don't like them. I love my parents so much. But just in like, I want to learn, like, since I'm a junior now, I feel like in 2 years, which will fly by quickly because the first 2 years of college flew by quickly, I'm going to be an adult pretty soon. When I mean an adult, I mean I'm going to be like a working adult. I'm going to be like in society, and I'm going to be expected to learn how to take care of myself and how to be like a proper citizen. And I feel like I won't learn that if I stay in the nest too long. Like, I don't want to be coddled by my parents anymore. I love them so much, but I definitely do want to explore the realm of like what it means to like be independent, like fully independent, like not just like being like physically independent, but also being financially independent, being emotionally independent, being like just trying to resolve your own problems alone. But of course, at the end of the day, it's okay to ask for help. But, and I'm learning that, but I'm like really trying to push my limits and see how far I can, like what I'm capable of is what I'm trying to figure out right now. And I don't know, that's just something that's like going on in the back of my mind. And it's definitely like beating me up right now. Like, being an adult, I've been trying to do this experiment for like the past 3 weeks, and it is so hard. It is literally difficult because part of it is like cooking, part of it is like doing like buying groceries, part of it is like there's just a lot of stuff that goes into like just things that I didn't realize that I took for granted until I'm trying to move away from it. So yeah, there's definitely that, but I definitely feel like it's a step in the right direction, trying to figure out like how to stand on my own 2 feet, which I feel like I have been doing for a while now. But now I like really I don't just want to stand on my 2 feet, I want to start running, I want to like do so much things. But yeah, other than that, I have... Oh, but we were talking about the wired headphones. That just went so off. It just went on such a tangent right there. Anyways, no. Okay, so I bought the wired headphones because, yeah, I didn't want to pay $200. But I come to campus and everyone... Not everyone, but, like, when I mean everyone, I mean, like, a good, like, majority. I see a good handful of people wearing wired headphones now. More so as maybe it's a trend. But maybe it is a trend, and maybe I, like, didn't know it was a trend until I got to campus. But anyways, yeah, I am so glad too, because I was like, oh no, now everyone's gonna know I'm wearing wired headphones. But yeah, it's like perfectly fine. Like, people are wearing them. So I feel good about myself. Another big update about me. I'm on the e-board now for United for Immigrant Justice. Let me do a shameless plug right now. We're a student-run club. We focus on like activism for the immigrant community in the Somerville and Tufts area. I don't know, I think it's pretty cool. I am definitely like really passionate about like immigrant human rights. Like, I feel like they go hand in hand. There's definitely a lot of stuff that is like that needs to be fixed in the world, and while I'm a student, I definitely do want to like learn more about what I can do as like a person to like hopefully one day not contribute to like kind of like a broken system. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to like say you're anti-racist or you're anti-something, that you don't stand for like bigotry and stuff like that. But it is also important to like educate yourself as to what makes like things bigoted, like what mindset constitutes like being bigoted. Like, what do you have to change about yourself to actually align with your values? Because I feel like sometimes, like, okay, the other day on Tufts campus, the Pan-African students painted the cannon, and then the following day there was some graffiti. It was, and I quote, "Asian invasion" on the thing. And it was like, yeah, there was like emails sent out, and definitely like things like that, like just emails being sent out. Other than that, like, Tufts has given us like no real like updates as to like if they figured out who painted the cannon, if people are going to be held accountable for their actions. More so just an email that they're going to do something, and that's it. But like, students definitely are trying to like talk with the administration and try to figure out like what can be done other than just an email. But I don't know if it's working. Like, there's definitely like a big like issues going on at this school that I'm like realizing now that are becoming like more apparent. Like, our RAs like this summer went on strike because they're not being paid to be RAs. They simply just get a room. And I mean, some people argue that that's like enough, but at the same time, no, it's not. Like I feel like people are really caught up in like a mindset that like labor should be paid, in my opinion. Like, any job is a job, and any job deserves to be paid in like a fair wage. And people are just not for that, specifically like older people who, like, when their generation, when they were coming around, I feel like definitely like the older, the boomers, and even like the people below the boomers now, like, they definitely lived through a different like economy than what we did. Their wages were more like aligned with what the economy was. So they were getting paid. Their minimum wage was like fairly decent for what like the prices of goods were. And ours, like, okay, in North Carolina, our minimum wage is still $7.50, but like a tank of gas was costing you $4. So that is like, the math really doesn't work out there if you're working, like, if you're a high school student trying to just have a part-time job, trying to have some extra income. At that point, you're just paying for your gas. You're not really having like any extra income. You're just paying to get to this job and you're paying to get back, which at the end is, it just makes no sense. Again, like, so I even forgot where I was going. But anyways, yeah, I'm going to play another song because I literally went on such a tangent that I don't even know. Okay. Anyways. Oh my god. Okay, so I saw this song on TikTok the other day. Yeah, I listen to songs on TikTok. I don't care. Like, sometimes TikToks will put you on to the best songs in the world that you don't even know yet. But, yeah, hold up. Okay. Wait, no. Okay, I honestly thought that song was going to be longer than it was, but it's not. So, I'm back. But I don't really want to be back. I don't have anything to talk about right now. Actually, can I play you guys this pretty cool song? Not that one, this one. Okay.
Dreams of the winter, like the movies that we watched to pretend it wasn't winter. And everywhere we go, I can feel a
Wait, actually, you guys, my time is, like, almost up, and so, like, before I go, I want to say thank you guys for listening. I don't know who is listening, but if there is anyone listening, like, shout out to you. But anyways, yeah, this has been The Giggle Spot, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have a rotating show, so, like, I will not be on next week. But the week after that, I will. No, like, okay, last year when I was doing this, I was getting up at, like, my show was at 5 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. Like, can you imagine getting up at 4 a.m., walking through rain, walking through snow to get here? Like, that's crazy. Yeah, it wasn't that great. But, yeah, other than that, songs. Okay, anyways. Thank you.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD.